Chapter 9. A Ratings Bonanza.
Where is she?
Benny asked.
How did you find her?
Henry asked.
Where did you go?
Jesse asked.
We thought you'd fallen behind. I did fall behind,
Violet said. In one hand, she held her pair of fancy dress shoes.
My shoes were hurting my feet, and I couldn't keep up with you when you ran after the man in the sunglasses.
This man's job is to guard Madeline Rose, said Benny, but he's not very good at his job because Madeline Rose is still missing.
No, she's not, said Violet, but I'll get to that part in a second. Look what I've got here.
She held up the two items in her other hand, a pair of flowered-shaped sunglasses and a wig.
All day long we've seen clues, Violet said. I heard someone sing with a really pretty voice that sounded a little familiar. Then I found these sunglasses.
Are you going to pay for those glasses?
Asked the man wearing the glasses store shirt.
Or do you plan on returning them?
Here, you can have them back, said Violet. Then I passed the salon, and there on the shelf I saw this.
Violet held up a wig of long blonde hair.
You'd better return that, said the receptionist, because I know you don't have the money to pay for it.
Violet handed the wig to the woman from the salon. From the back of the audition line, the Aldens noticed a friendly face nodding to them, as if to say that it was okay to reveal her secret.
Lonnie Dreams, or Madeline Rose, said Violet. Will you come out and join us?
Out from the crowd stepped the girl, wearing sunglasses and a blonde wig, and carrying the guitar case covered with stickers.
Lonnie Dreams, said Henry,
looking at the name on the guitar case.
I get it now. LONNYDREAMS. It's an anagram for Madeline Rose. MADLYNNROSE.
And those stickers on your guitar case,
pointed Benny,
those are from the bookstore.
You're right,
the girl said, opening the guitar case and taking out the purple guitar from inside it.
The purple guitar, said Jesse. That's the one that was missing from the last spot on the guitar rack. The guitarist had the red one from the first empty spot. Then there were orange, yellow, green, and blue guitars, like the colors of the rainbow. The last one is this purple one.
Yes, the girl said, handing the purple guitar to the guitarist of the pop star sensation band. Then the girl took the flower-shaped sunglasses she was wearing off her face and the long blonde wig she was wearing off her head. And the girl who everyone had thought was a singer named Lonnie Dreams, everyone except for Violet Alden, turned back into the pop star named Madeline Rose. A crowd had gathered around, and when they recognized Madeline, they all cheered.
This is great footage,
shouted Lester, directing his cameraman to film what was happening.
I can't believe I'm getting this for my website,
said superfan Sophia, holding up her tablet and recording the scene. While the producer and the camera crew and Sophia were all smiles, someone still did not look very happy.
Honey,
said Madeline Rose's mother, stepping up to the front. Why would you pull such a stunt?
I'm tired of being a pop star, said Madeline Rose. But why?
Violet asked.
You're famous and everyone loves you.
Well, that's the trouble,
said Madeline Rose. I can't go anywhere without everyone noticing me. The pop star pointed at the crowd who now surrounded her.
And when you're a pop star, she continued, how do you know if people are cheering for your talent or if they're just cheering for you because you're famous?
You have talent, said Wilfred Mayflower. You might not have a good sense of knowing when not to worry all of us, but you're definitely not a terrible singer.
I understand what she's trying to say, darling, said Esty Gadouche. As a pop star myself, sometimes all of the hubbub stops being fabulous and starts to be frustrating, which is why when Madeline Rose whispered her plan to me...
So that's what you two were whispering about on the video, said Henry.
When I whispered my plan to Esty, Madeline Rose said, she told me it was a marvelous idea, so I did it. I wanted to see if people would like me for who I am. I'm sorry that I caused all this trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble for me, said Lester, his cameras catching every word. This will be a ratings bonanza.